Okay, so all right, Rabbos, I wanted to finish up the sugya of Marba Bishurim, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will probably begin a new perek. We're going to start the 12th perek, so get on board with that. New and Yanim. It's still Masechet Shabbos, of course. Okay, so we basically been talking about what looks like a stira in a number of sukkahs. We got into it through the topic of Malicha of the Shabbos. So the Gemara tells Maseches Beit Daf Yud Aleph that you're allowed to go ahead if you have meat and you don't want all the meat, you just want one piece of meat. You're allowed to throw a lot of salt on the meat, and even though you only need one, Af Pishen Tzarchel Chaticha Achas, you are permitted to Marba Bishurim. And we saw the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin as well, that if a woman wants to cook on Yontif, she doesn't have to go ahead and figure out exactly how much meat she's going to eat. She can go ahead and be mamala isha kol hakedera basar. She can fill up the entire kedera, and since she's going ahead and putting it onto the fire with uchat tircha, with one effort, that's called marba bishurim, and that is permissible. And the Ran and all the Rishonim seem to be bothered because this din of marba bishurim would seem to go against another Gemara, because the Gemara and Daf Samach Dalet in Maseches Menachos discusses the case of a Cholei Sheish Bo Sakana B'Shabbos, and when it comes to the Cholei Sheish Bo Sakana B'Shabbos, the Gemara says if he needs two grogros to eat, and there's two options, there's a tree that has one grogeres on one branch, one grogeres on another branch, and then one branch of three grogros, which one does he take? Does he take the three, or does he take the one plus one? And the Gemara tells us he takes the three and not the one plus one. Presumably, what's the chakira? What's the question that the Gemara is asking? You have on the one hand marba b'malacha, two acts of kotzer, versus marba b'shiurim. And the Gemara is not certain, has a question, which one should you take? Yeah. It's better to violate marba b'shiurim than to violate marba b'malacha. But the implication being that Marba Bishurim is also Aser, but now given the choice of a Cholei Sheish Bo Sakana, it means one or the other, this one is the lesser Iser. But let's say you had a scenario of one branch with two grogros and another branch with three grogros, which one would you take? You take the two because Marba Bishurim is Aser. So the Ran points out that you have what looks like a stira in these two sukkahs. And as we ended off Shir yesterday, I just wanted to highlight that there seem to be three variables in the sugya that might be subject to some distinctions, and those are going to be the three strategies that we might use. We have the sugya in Maseches Beitza, Mar Bishurim is Mutter, and then you have the sugya in Menachos, where Mar Bishurim is Aser. Now, what are the variables that we're talking about? So in Beitza, what Malachas are we talking about? We're talking about Malicha, and we're talking about Bishul. And in Maseches Menachos, we're talking about Maleches Kotzer. So that might be one variable. In Maseches Beitza, we're talking about Yontif. And in Maseches Menachos, we're talking about Shabbos. That might be a variable. And Maseches Beitza, we're talking about the Heter of Ochel Nefesh, Bishul on Yontif. And in Maseches Shabbos, we're talking about Pikuach Nefesh. Those are going to be three variables that might be relevant to this discussion, and as we will see over the course of today, those will become the three different approaches that you'll find in the Rishonim and Achronim dealing with the issue. So let's take a look at the Ran. We'll read the Ran quickly, go through the Ran, because the Ran will develop quickly two of the approaches. So the Ran is found in Maseches Beitza, in the Dapi Arif, Daf Testament Beis, and says the Ran as follows. Mia Mashra Dol Rabbis Bishir Biyamtiv Mutter Darmin Lakamon Ain Mazanis Ha'akim Biyamtiv Zer Shem Yar Bishvilo Hainu Shem Yar Bishvilo Bechdera Acheres. So the Ran quotes a third Gemara in Maseches Beitza. It says you're not allowed to invite a Gentile to your house on Yontif. Why can't you invite a Gentile? A Gentile comes and he wants to see what's a Seder like. So you say, come over. You want to come to my house and say, you'll see what a Seder is like. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Ran. You're not allowed to. Why? Gemara says Shema Yarba Bishvilo. Because you might do what? You might cook more for him. Now, what does it mean when it says you might cook more for him? There's two possibilities. And the Gemara makes clear, says the Ran, that no, it's not what we're worried about. You're going to put more chicken into the pot. That's not what we're worried about. We're worried about you might put up a second pot. That's the Shema Yar Bishul. You're going to put up another pot, and therefore you're going to be Marba, not Bishurim, but Marba B'Malach. However, Ikala Medak, but Marba Bishurim is going to be Mutter. Ikala Medak, me the boy Lan. Paragraph Yishma b'Menachos Cholshem Dulo Shtei Grogros Ikas Shtei Grogros B'Shnei Uksin, etc. etc. So what do you give him? So you give him, says the Gemara, Vasikna De Shalosh My Sinan Shtayim Lo My Sinan Mishum De Miute B'Betzira Adif VeAd Kan Lo Iboilan Hasam Ela ki agavna de b'shtay b'shnei uksim ikar ribi b'tzira b'tzira. Aval masu de pshitala. But it's obvious that shnayim ba'oketz echad u'shlosha ba'oketz acher de shtayim ma'isinan shalosh ma'isinan to ribuye b'shiura aser. So says the Ran. This is our kasha. This is our kasha. So approach number one says the Ran is given by the Ri. What is the approach of the Ri? What's the Ri's teretz over here? That there is a distinction. The sugya is what's the distinction based on? Shabbos and Yontif. Is that Shabbos is an Isser Chamor. How do I know if something is Nisser Chamor? What's the evidence? What's the litmus test that it's Nisser Chamor? Yechayev Misa. It's an Ones Skila. Yontif is an Isser Ka. What do I mean an Isser Kal? It's an Isser Lav. It's only Malkus. So now when it comes to an Isser Skila, we're going to be much more Machmir. And therefore, there in Menachos, Shabbos, Ribu Bishirim is Aser. When it comes to Yontif, Ribu Bishirim is going to be permissible. What is the assumption that is being made by the Ri regarding the nature of the Isser Ribu Bishirim? What kind of Isser is it? It's an Isser what? Isser what? It's an Isser Derabanan. It's an Isser Derabanan. And since it's an Isser Derabanan, where were the Chachamim gozer? They were gozer on Isurim Chamurim. On an Isser Chamur, like Shabbos, that's when they were gozer. When it comes to an Isser Kal, like Yontif, they didn't see a need to make a fence of Riboy Bishir. Is that clear? Why is it Kal? It's not Kal. It's Kal versus vis-a-vis Shabbos. It is an Isser more lenient than Shabbos because it's an Isser Lav, not an Isser of Skila. Yeah.
Completely Mutter, it's still some Isser on Yontif?
No, it's Mutter. Why? Because the rabbis were not Gozer. We're not Gozer. Okay, let's see that inside. The T-Rates read, the Hasim b'Shabbos Dafka, Dika Isser Skila, Ava b'Yontif, the Isser Lav, hey Kilu. So now comes the Ri and says, or the Ran and says, wait a second. That would seem to flout a Gemara in Maseches Erevin. Because the Gemara in Erevin Daf Samech Ches Amud Aleph says that when it comes to Bris Mila, the baby for health reasons needs hot water. You have to wash the baby before, you have to wash the baby afterwards. Now let's say at the day of the Mila, which is Shabbos, Ishtapich Chamimeh. The water spilt. And now you have no hot water for the baby and you have a mitzvah of Mila to do. So is there any solution to the problem? So the Gemara says the following solution. Now listen to the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, v'nishal nishai le'ime. Let's ask the mother. Mom, how you feeling? You just had a baby 7-8 days ago. How you feeling? And what does she say?
Bad.
I've been better. Not yet back to myself. Feeling a little sick. What does a little sick mean? Machayla. Sakana?
No.
No. Not machayla. Okay. You feel you need some water? Yeah, I could really use some hot water. That's exactly what I need. So the Gemara says, once she gives us the green light, can we heat up water for her?
Yeah.
Yes. And now, once we're putting up a pot of hot water for her, you'll add up another couple of liters for the child. And guess what? That's Marbe Be'er Shi'urim. What day of the week? Shabbos. You just told me when it comes to Marbe Shi'urim that what on Shabbos is Aser. Now we see Marbe Shi'urim is what? Is Mutter. So comes along the Ri, and the Ri says, don't get so excited. Don't get so excited. Because the sugya, you have to add one word to the sugya. What's the word you want to add to the sugya?
Nachri.
Nachri. We're not talking about going ahead and a Jew cooking up water, and that would be also for sure, but a guy. Amir la'akum, marbe b'shiurim, yeah, that already is mutter. That we're not going to be gozer on. And we're talking about a case of a guy. Now, Rabosa, does the Gemara say guy?
No.
Did the Gemara say guy?
No.
It's unclear. Unclear. The Gemara says guy. But if you look I gave you a very tough thing to read. But if you look at the Gemara that I gave you, you'll see a little gimel by the word goy. And the gimel takes you down to the Hagos Vatziyunin, which is in a very, very fine print on the bottom. And it says, Bekisve Yad, in the older versions of the Gemara, Lesa Tevas Nochri. It doesn't have the word goy, which implies that who was eating out the water? It could have been a Jew. It could have been a Jew. Maybe it was a goy. But the Ron basically said, the Ri says, this is not a problem. It's not a problem because, and Rashi writes and Tosis writes, we're talking about a Nochri. Okay, good. We escaped. We escaped that problem. By the way, if you're talking about a Nochri, why does it work? 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 Can a goy do malacha for the sick mother? No problem. How do I know that? A lot of sugyas. Beit Tadav Chavez, Kol Tzarche Chola, Nasin, Ayyadei Nachri B'Shabbos. If you have any illness, you can ask a guy, no problem. No problem. Even non-deadly illnesses. So that's permissible. You got that? So who are we asking? The guy for the mother. Now, we have a problem. We're going to go ahead and ante up the volume. So that's Marba Be'er Shi'urim. Now watch this. Amir La'akam is what kind of iser? Doraisa Drabonim. Drabonim. That's called a Shvus. Marba Be'er Shi'urim, according to what we're saying now, Doraisa Drabonim. Shvus. And this is in order to facilitate what? A Bris Milah. Shvus, Dishvus, Be'makom Mitzvah is Mutter. A double Drabonim Be'makom Mitzvah is Mutter, and that is what the Ri is saying. Shvus de Shvus be Makom Mitzvah. How far are we from the Din Doraisa? How far are we from the Din Doraisa? No. How far away are we from the Nisa Doraisa? We're a double jump. Amir La'akam is one jump. Mar B'Shirim is a second jump. If you're two jumps away from the Doraisa plus Makom Mitzvah, it's Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simin Shin Zayin Halacha Hey. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah and your shofar, you're playing boomerang with your shofar. And it ended up caught up in a tree. You allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos? You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. Why not? Because it may come too. It's an Issa Drabanan. So how do you get the shofar from the tree? Get a goy. Does a goy help? Yes. Why? Amir L'Akam is a shvus. Climbing a tree is a shvus. B'makom? B'makom? I didn't say B'makom Doraisa. B'makom Mitzvah is Mutter. That's the read. That's the read. Okay.
Why did Rabbi just say that if you already said that a guy can do it anything for someone that's sick?
But the child is not sick. The baby is not sick. The Mar B'Shirim is for the baby. It's not for the mother.
So you don't even have to go to the mother.
I need the mother. Because I need the Mar B'Shirim.
Double
Shvus. Where's the double
Shvus?
Where's the Marba B'Shirim if I don't have the mother?
Marba B'Shirim is not automatically a Shvus.
It is.
It wouldn't be Marba B'Shirim.
You need two people needing one. Oh, because you're
Marba B'Shirim.
Marba
B'Shirim. Regular Shirim. And a single jump is not enough anyway.
Go yell at him.
The Derais.
You got it? You got it? Stop. I was joking. Okay.
Now, did the Derais of Bris one override one Shvus?
Excuse me?
The Derais of Bris one override the one Shvus
of. Ah! So comes along the Rajba. So he says, let's see inside again. Lokasha came to Lomitzah, El Midrabana came to Yantar Shari, Hasam Gabe Mila Mishum Mitzvah. Oh, sorry, I skipped. Varashba. So the Rashba says, Varashba Zal, Mosiv Od, the Omer, Afilu Lamandime Farish Hasam Dali De Yisrael Ka'amar. Even according to the one who says what? We're talking about a what? Ooh. Who's heating up the fire? A Jew. Wait a second. So first of all, if you're talking, Mr. Zinkin, if you're talking about a Jew is heating up the fire, so what's your first question you have to ask? Why is it mutter for who? For who?
The guy eating for Marba B'Shirim.
There's no second one. mother?
Why is the mutter for the mother? Because after all, the mother on day 8 is a what? Is a chole she'in bo sachana. So how are you heating it up for the mother? You don't get the marbis urim. I don't care about the baby. So the baby needs it. Is the baby sick? The baby will be sick when I do the mila. But right now, the baby's not sick. So what gives me a right to do the mila? The answer is a mitzvah. But I need, where's the water? Water is coming from the heating for the mother. But the mother is not a chola sheish bo sakana. So I was very bothered by this question. And I knew it had to be answered. So I looked up the Ritva and the Rashba in Maseches Erevin, and they explain as follows. When is a mother on day 8 a chola sheish bo sakana?
No.
No. But they assume, what about on day 7?
Yes.
On day 7, if she says she needs water, she's sick, and she says, I need it, we assume that she might be besakana, we can heat up the water for the mother, even al yaday Yisrael, and now we'll throw in some extra liters for the baby. So that's the case of the Rashba, but either way, what's the Rashba's assumption? What kind of Isser are we talking about? Marbashim is what kind of Isser? An Isser Drabba. Says the Rashba, Rashba's mostly Ovi, Omar Filaman, the Mefarish, Hosmai, the Yisrael, Kamar, Lokasha. The cave and the lo mitzah elami drabanon, since marba bishum is only what? Is only an iser drabanon. Okay. So can I heat the water for the mom? Can I heat the water for the mom? Yes. Does that mean I can add water for the child? Marba bishum is what? Is an iser drabanon, says the Rashba. Do I have a precedent where b'makom mitzvah the rabbis were matir mara b'shir? There's no double shvus over here. There's no double shvus. Do I have a precedent where mara b'shirim allows me b'makom mitzvah is mutter? What's the? There's no Marav Bishurim there. Where's the what?
Meat.
What meat? When you fill the pot with meat. Beitza. What are all those cases of Beitza talking about? Why am I allowed to fill the pot with meat? Why am I allowed to put in more? Because what's the whole purpose I'm doing this for? I'm doing it for Simchas Yontif. So Simchas Yontif is matter the cooking. Once I'm involved in mitzvah, we're allowed to do marbish yurim, and that's permissible. And so too, just like you find by yontif, we're going to apply the same idea by where? By mila. And the mitzvah of mila is going to be matir, the isra of marbish yurim derabonon. Look at the Rashba. It's going to be very significant in a second. Hold on to this thought. You got to get this. Says the Rashba. That since the whole Isser of Marbashim is only Midrabanan, Kaven to be Yontif, sorry, since I'm Yontif, it's Mutter. Why? Because the mitzvah of Yontif, Simchaz Yontif is Doche Marbashurim, Hosam Gabe Mit Mila, Mishom Mitzvah, Hitiru Legamre, Afilo Ade Yisrael, Michal de Srile Zal, the Reba Bishura Bishabis, Lo Mitzvah Midrabanan. So there's a couple of Chidushim in the Rashba. Chiddush number one of the Rashba and the Re is Marbashim is what kind of Isser? Derabbanan. Now, if I were to ask you, does that make sense? Logically, just what's the svara that Marbashim is an Isser Derabbanan, not an Isser Dorais? What's the logic?
You're still permitted to do it, you're just doing more.
What's the logic? What's the logic? Forget it, permitted. Why is it not an Isser Dorais? Well, what's it telling you? Because what? I'm not doing an extra Maisa Malacha. All I'm doing is, I'm adding shir, but not an extra ma'isa malacha, and that's only nisa derabbanan. Who disagrees with that principle?
Not the Gemara.
Well, maybe the Gemara, but who disagrees with that principle? So says the Ran, Vitzmihani Aleihem. I don't understand this Ri, I don't understand this Rashba. In Cain, My komeboyalon hasa. What was the shaila in the Gemara Menachos? What was the shaila? Three verses, one and one. One and one. What would you call these guys, one and one? Doraisa drabanan. These are doraisas. Why? What am I doing? I'm doing kosher. That's a doraisa. If marba b'shirim is only what? A derabanan. Is there any shaila over here? There's no shaila. So what does that mean? Marba b'shirim is doraisa, says the Ran. Very compelling argument. V'tmihani aleyan. Dimkein mai kome boil on hasan. B'menachos. Pshita. Desolos maithi deriva b'shiro lo mitzah midrabana. V'riboy b'tzira. What does riboy b'tzira mean? When you're marba b'er, b'tzira, that's doraisa. Because after all, let's say this guy would only need one grape. He only needs one fig. And he did two. Would that be a nisa doraisa? Of course it would. Elon do elagrogas echor, maithi shalos. Doubt. So says the Ran, I don't say this Rashba at all. How can the Rashba say marbishim is doraisa after all? I'm sorry, it's Durabanan after all. One and one is doraisa. Yes? Three is Durabanan, and the Gemara has a shaila? How will the Rashba answer that question?
I may be doing the extra kosher, but only be a Durabanan.
Oh. One and one. Ktsira, ktsira. Says the Ran, that's for sure what? Doraisa. Marba Shirim is? Derabanan, no Shaila. The Ran's right. No Shaila if Marba Shirim is only Derabanan. So what does the Ran say? Marba Shirim is really a?
Doraisa.
How'd the Rashba learn this? It's not that Marba Shirim is Doraisa, Marba Shirim is Derabanan, but one and one is. Because after all, are you allowed to do this ksira? Is this ksira ksira beheter? Yes. Why? Because we're talking about a kolos sheish basakana. Is the second betsira shel heter?
Yeah.
So what's the shot the Gemara is asking? When the Gemara is asking one and one versus three, what's the Gemara really asking?
Is ksira shel heter better than marba shirim?
What's the Gemara really asking? When you have a chole sheyesh bo sakana, what is the rule of thumb? What's the rule? Can you take care of him?
Yeah.
Yes, but what? How do you take care of him? You have to do what? You have to minimize isurim. You have to minimize isurim. So now the shaila is, what is the greater minimalization of isurim? Marbish yurim? Or one and one. But the bottom line is, when is doing the minimum, minimizing the iser, is that a din d'orais or a din d'rabban? Is this guy allowed, mikra din, on a d'orais level, allowed to cut one and one?
Yeah.
He's allowed to. Is he allowed to cut one for three?
Yeah.
He's also allowed to. He's a cholos sheish bo sakana. But now the rabbis come in and say, what do you have to do? You have to minimize your chilul Shabbos. It's chilul Shabbos behetim, you have to minimize it. So what's the Rashba telling you? This is really also mutter min haTorah. And the whole shaila now is din drabanan, marba shirim drabanan versus marba b'malacha, which is also only nisa drabanan. You got that? You don't got that. All right. Whatever. You'll get it. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. So the Rashba, the Ran doesn't like the Rashba likes the Rashba, the Ri, and according to this approach, the core chiluk is over here. Yantif versus Shabbos, Yantif is Kal, Shabbos is Chomer, game over. Comes along with the Ran, and the Ran says, I think this is the core chiluk. The chiluk is Ochal Nefesh versus Pikuach Nefesh. And he develops a very important Shas idea. When we have in Shas, you will find times in your life when the Torah has competing demands. And the demands are in conflict. And now we need to resolve the conflict. And the question is, how does the Torah resolve the conflict? The Torah is going to say one over the other, but what is the status of the other when the Torah chooses one over the other? Give me an example of conflict where the Torah has to choose one over the other. Give me an example. Yes. What?
Bringing korban with everyone.
Oh, that's a fancy example.
I know that.
So, there's a din of Tuma, Bitzibur, we don't worry about it in the Beis HaMikdash. If all of Klal Yisrael is Tame, can they bring Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is yes. If 57% of Klal Yisrael is Tame, we're good to go. Okay? So you have a clash. Tuma is us in the Beis HaMikdash. But you got Karbanos that have to be brought. So Torah says, when the whole Tzibur is Tomei, what trumps? Karbanos. Give me another example. Simpler example. Closer to home example. There are a lot of examples. Like I can count 85 examples. Bris Milah B'Shabbos. There's a mitzvah meal on the eighth day. There's Nisr Chavala. Yes, yeah. Yes. There's an Isser of Chavolah on Shabbos. So what do you do? Do you do Bris Milah? Do you do Shabbos? What's the answer? Bris Milah overrides Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Shabbos has a Chiv Suda. Yom Kippur has a Chiv Tainis. What overrides? Yom Kippur overrides. Yeah. What? Pikuach Nefesh vis-a-vis 610 mitzvahs. You have a Chiv to eat kosher. You have a din of pikuach nefesh. What wins? The chaybahem wins. Good? Shabbos and pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to marry, your brother's wife?
No.
You're not. But if your brother dies without children, now you have a mitzvah of evil. You're allowed to wear shatnez on your clothing? No. But on tzitzis? Yes. Why? Ase doche? Lo tase. You're allowed to do malach on yantiv? No. You're supposed to have simchas yantiv? Yes. Ochal nefesh is? It's doche. You're allowed to shecht animals on Shabbos? You have a mitzvah to bring karbanos every day of the week? Yes, so do you bring Karbanos on Shabbos? They have millions of them. So there's a core question. And that is, when you have an override, a conflict and an override, what's the nature of the override? What's the nature of the override? And there's two possibilities. One possibility we call Hutra. When we say Hutra, that means that there's an override and the other overridden halacha doesn't exist. It's Mutar Lagamri. And then there is Dechuya. Dechuya means it exists. It exists, but it is temporarily suspended. So, for example, you're a married man, your wife goes into labor, it's Shabbos Kodesh. And you have a choice of driving her to the hospital or calling a Gentile cab driver to drive her to the hospital. So what do you do? So if you assume what? Pikuach Nefesh is Hutcher, does Shabbos exist? Shabbos doesn't exist. You can drive her. If you assume Dechui, does Shabbos exist? Yeah. Shabbos exists, and what do you have to do? You have to minimize Yisur. Okay. Now, what's the Chiddush of the Ran? So the Ran says, when it comes to Ochal Nefesh on Shabbos, on Yontif, Ochal Nefesh on Yontif is Hutra. What does Hutra mean? Hutra means... there's no Isser here. The Isser is gone. So if I were to ask you, is there an Isra of Bishl on Yontif? When the Torah says you can cook for Ochal Nefesh, it means there's no Isra. You don't have to avoid anything. You don't have to do an end around anything. The Torah never asked Bishl Litzorach Yontif. And if the Torah never asked it, you know what you can do? You can add chicken to the pot. You can add chicken to the pot because when you put the pot on the fire, is there any mother Isser? If there's no mother Isser, then Marbish Yurim, which is what I'll call the daughter Isser, if there's no mother Isser, there's not going to be a daughter Isser. And therefore, Marbish Yurim, when it comes to Yontif, is Chutra Lagamre. Does that make sense, that Marbish Yurim on Yontif is Chutra? Does it make sense? You know what the Torah writes? Kol malacha on Yontif lo taseh. Ach, however, who asher lavadi yasel chol nefesh, asher chol nefesh hu lavadi yasel achem, ochal nefesh, is mutter. The Torah was matir ochal nefesh. Chutra. Says the Ran, what about when it comes to pikuach nefesh? So the Ran writes, pikuach nefesh is doche es haShabbos. Pikuach nefesh is dechuya. If it's dechuya, so is the mother Isser there? Yes. When you go ahead and are machal Shabbos, when you're machal Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, is it mutter? Is it mutter? It's mutter, but is the Isser still there? It's chilul Shabbos beheter. If you held chutra, would it even be called chilul Shabbos? What's the nafkamina between Chutra and Dechuya? Whether you have to minimize Isur, whether you have to try and avoid the clash. If it's Chutra, you don't have to think about it. For example, you have a person who's a Chola Shiesh Bo Sakana and they need to be warmed up. And you have a choice. 10 blankets or build a fire?
10 blankets.
So if you held Dechuya, what do you have to do? 10 blankets. If you hold Chutra, then you could build a fire. It's a famous story I told one of the Chavrusas, Rav Soloveitchik, when he was 9 years old, was visiting with his father and his grandfather in Brisk. His grandfather, of course, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And the Rav, as a 9-year-old, was sick and it was Shabbos. They called a doctor. And the doctor didn't have enough light. So the doctor said, pointed to Rav Moshe, he said, "Bring me the lantern, I need light." And Rav Moshe hesitated. The Rav's father hesitated, vastly, he wasn't sure, maybe we can bring the child to the light instead of the light to the child. And the way the story goes, Rav Chaim got angry at his son, Rav Moshe. He says, "What are you doing?" And he picked up the light and brought it over to the child. Why? Because Rav Chaim's position was very firmly that Pikuach Nevesh on Shabbos is Chutra. So you don't have to avoid the Isser, and Rav Moshe wasn't as certain. Okay, yafe. So what's the Ran saying? Ron saying Pikuach Nefesh is Doches HaShabbos, and therefore when it comes to Marbish Yun by Menachos, do you have to worry about it?
Yes.
You have to worry about it. Mash Enken, when it comes to Yontif, you do not have to, you don't have to worry about it. Can you tell when is something going to be Hutcher and when it's going to be Dechuya? So my Rebbe, Rav Yonason Sack Shlita, likes to say over. You see, certain times, the Torah is telling you, if I were to ask you, Yibum, marrying your brother's wife, which is normally an Isser of Eishes Ach. Do you think that's Hutra or Dechuya? It's for sure Hutra. Why is it Hutra? Because what? Because the Torah is telling you, this is a mitzvah to do. You must do this. That's for sure Hutra. When the two are like interlinked, you can't do the mitzvah without the Avera. The Torah is telling you, do it. And therefore, that's mutter. Are any of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol shatnez?
Yeah.
Yes. The avnet is made out of shatnez. Do you think that's hutra dechuya?
It's
for sure hutra. Why?
Because
the Torah is telling you this. Wear it. So it's for sure hutra. What about kilayim on tzitzis? Is that hutra? Or is it dechuya? There, arguably, is the Torah telling you must wear kilayim on your tzitzis? It's not telling you must, it says you can. But maybe that would be more of a dechuya kind of halacha. Okay? Might go to a lot of other issues as well, but let's quickly move on. Rabosa. So if I were to ask you, 1 second. how did the Rashba understand the Heter Vochel Nefesh? I'm totally confusing you. How did the Rashba understand the Heter Vochel Nefesh? What did the Rashba say? How do I know that you're allowed to go ahead and warm up the hot water for the mother and then Marba Bishurim for the child? Because that's a mitzvah, and B'mako mitzvah will be Mater the Isser Dera Banan, just like we find by what? By Ochel Nefesh. What's lifting the Isser of Ochel Nefesh? What's lifting the Isser of Ochel Nefesh? Hello? Simchas Yontif. In other words, you have a clash. Simchas Yontif versus Malacha. Says the Rashba, what wins that clash? Simchas Yontif. But is there an Isser, Bishul?
Yes,
but Simchas Yontif wins. You have a clash between doing a Mila and cooking this hot water. What wins? What wins? The Mila is going to win because Mitzvah will override. But that's an override of Dechuya, says the Rashba. It's weighing the balance. Yeah, this overrides. According to the Ran, is it an override or is it much more fundamental? The Torah told you, I want you to have hot food on Shabbat, on Yontif. And therefore, if I want you to have hot food on Yontif, what am I telling you? You don't have to worry about.
You don't have to worry about Bishul.
Don't worry about Bishul. Meaning Bishul is what? Is Chutzra. Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya. One second. Okay. Let's just touch on Slishitase. Nice Lishitase. I asked you to look. I'm not going to get to your Samech either, and that's my favorite part of this discussion. But okay, well, I asked you to look at a sugya in Maseches Yuma. And the Rishonim in Maseches Yuma are bothered by the following very, very fascinating question. You have a chole sheyesh bo sakon. Deathly il chole. And he needs meat, and his nevela, and his cow. Which one does he eat? Nevela or cow? So the Rishonim are all bothered. L'chora, you should eat nevela. Why should you eat nevela? Because nevela is an Isser Kal versus Shabbos, which is an Isser Chomor. Nevela is a lav, Shabbos is skila. But all the Rishonim, including Shulchan Aruch, all paskin. At the end of the day, shechtian. And they give different reasons. Different reasons. The most lumdisha reason is the Maram Rutenberg's reason. And the Maram Rutenberg says as follows. You know why you shecht the animal? Because, listen to this. Let's read it. It's underlined. Source number 7. Ela kevon dehatorah hitiru lanu ochel nefesh biyom tov. The Torah was mater ochel nefesh when? An yantiv. Who else says that? The Ran says that. Hava lididon. So for us, kol ochel nefesh biyom tov kamo bachol. Ochel nefesh an yantiv is like what? Is like chol. Vahachi nami. So too. Kevon shi'tira Torah pikuach nefesh, have kol malacha she'osa b'shabes b'shvil chole, she'esh bo sakana, ki'ilu asa'o b'chol. Why is shechting the cow and not eating the nevela? Because pikuach nefesh, says the Maram, is chutra. There's no iser at all. So shech the cow, and you know what aver you're getting?
Zero.
You're getting zero avera. Zero avera. Wait a second. Who said that? You're right. But let me get there. Wait a second. Would the Ran agree with that? The Ran does not agree with that. Why? Because according to the Ran, Pikuach Nefesh is what? Is Dechuya. What's the Maram saying? Pikuach Nefesh is? But we still have a problem. If Pikuach Nefesh is Hotra, so why can't you eat the Nevela? What avera are you doing when you're doing? It's not Avera, because it's what? It's Hutra. So look what he says. Veheicha de'ikot shrei isurei machilim also akal uschuta. And when it comes to schuta, hamaychol mutter. Aval hanavela hamaychol atzmo oser. Va'arye revia ale at ka. Meaning what? Am I allowed to eat the nevela?
No.
I am. But when I eat the nevela, has nevela been molecularly transformed and metamorphosized into kosher food? It's still what? It's still nevela. Am I allowed to eat it? Yeah, but it's still what? It's still nevela. Whereas when it comes to Chil Shabbos, is the meat kosher? Did I shecht an animal on Shabbos? But did I do it beheter?
Yeah.
I did it beheter. So when it comes to Shabbos and I shechted the animal, I did it beheter, so therefore what do I have? Shabbos is what kind of Isser? Isser Gavra, Isser Chefza. It's Isser Gavra. Is there an Isser Gavra Makom Pikuach Nefesh, says the Maron Ritberg? It's what? It's Hutsh. It's Hutshra. If it's Hutshra, then what? There's no Isser. Eat the cow. What about the Nevela? The Nevela, good, it might be Mutter. But he's still eating a piece of pork. You're still eating nevela, and therefore, don't eat nevela. Rabosai, nafkamina. Will you make a bracha when you eat that food? Which food? The cow? For sure, yes. Nevela? Not so for sure. Rabosai, can the Ran give this answer to this sugya? Can the Ran give this answer to this sugya? The Ran cannot give this answer. Why not? Because the old pikuach nefesh is dechuya. So you know what the Ran says? He's got to give a different answer. He has to. And you know what he says? Unbelievable. The Ran says, you know why you eat the cow? This is Duchuya, that's Duchuya. So which one's an Isser Chamor? Which one's a worse Isser? Shabbos or Nevela? Which one's worse? Shabbos or Nevela? Shabbos. So what do you feed the guy? Nevela. Why? Shabbos is worse. So he says the following Kiddush. How many Kazesim is this guy going to eat? 6 Kazesim. So when he eats 6 kazesim of nevela, how many averas are there?
Six.
When he shechts a cow, and he eats the cow, 6 kazesim of that basar, how many averas is he getting? He's getting one. So look what he's saying. Unbelievable chiddush. 6? I'm just making up the number. Multiple averos of an iser cow is more chamor than 1 Avera, 2 Averas of an Isser, Chamer. Now, what forced the Ran to say that?
Nazir.
Nazir. But what forced the Ran to say that? What forced the Ran to say that is his position of is Menachos Da Samad Dalet. His position when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, we are not done with the Sugya. We still have to do my favorite part, which is the Or Sameach. So, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll wrap up the Or Sameach and we will start Bez Hashem new Perek. Remember, Bozen and Gabe Cohen are giving pre-shear, and then I'll send it Mar Makom a little later.